This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Walter Savage, the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. He joins us on a regular basis following the monthly meeting of the commission to share with us information that you need to know.
Well, first of all, Steve, I'd like to wish everyone in Yancey County a happy new year. We've just returned from a visit up into Virginia for over the holidays. And it's nice to be back, and the Lord's blessed us with some good rain. As I came in today, I noticed that the rivers were flowing high. Let me say that at our meeting, which was held on the 6th at 7 o'clock, this is a new time, the first Tuesday of the month. So those of you who can attend, put it on your calendar for the first Tuesday of every month at 7 o'clock. We had a large attendance at our meeting. In fact, we moved from the commissioner's conference room over to the courtroom, and I would estimate that there was probably as many as 75 people present. We, first of all, had a public comment period. There were four individuals that wished to address the commissioners. They addressed us on such items as the time limit, which we placed on individuals making public comment, the mental health situation in Yancey County. There was also concern about the area at Egypt Ramsey Town about the refuge collection area, and we are going to be trying to improve the capabilities at both Egypt Ramsey Town area and also in the Pensacola area. Pensacola has asked for some additional gravel, which they said it was getting pretty muddy out there, so we will get a couple of loads of gravel put out there as an interim repair. We had a couple of presentations. Denise Baker, the director of our Yancey County Extension Service, was there, and Jim Parlier, who is the president of the Extension Service Advisory Council. They gave us a review of how things are working in the Extension Service, how important it is for Yancey County being a primary farm area, and we're looking at the possibility. It will not happen immediately, but hopefully by our next budget cycle, we will be able to add an additional ag agent to the Yancey County Extension Service. The commissioners voted to buy the remainder of the property in the Whitbottom area, which is going to be used for the recreation area. The amount that had been purchased before with a option to buy had to be completed by 30 June. We could not delay because in order for us to go forward with a request for a grant, we had to have this property purchased, and this has to be done by the 1st of February. So we hopefully will be making some improvements in that area. It can be used for practice fields and other areas, walking trails, and we hope to move forward on that quite rapidly. I did make mention at the commissioner's meeting the fact that there are many people who are calling me individually and the other commissioners wanting to have jobs, and we understand that. We are in a recession, and I have asked that these individuals be provided applications to apply for positions, giving their qualifications, so as when positions become available that we will be able to review these applications and select the most qualified and the most needy people. There is always a big concern when it comes time for Patience Park opening. We will be receiving applications for management for that park with proposals as to how they intend to manage the park, again, hoping to select the most highly qualified individual with the most to offer the citizens of Yancey County. I do encourage those of you who can to attend our commissioners' meetings. And we're doing our best to keep you informed through the radio and through the press. Thanks, Steve, very much for letting us talk with you. Thank you. I'd like to make one last statement. There's a brochure out now through the assessor's office. They've done a good job on this. And there are those who have been concerned about their property taxes. This property tax relief will concern those who are elderly or disabled. An exclusion, the disabled veteran exclusion, and then there's a further exclusion dealing with the land value use opportunity. So if you have questions, you can drop in the tax office and receive a brochure and receive a application to apply for these exclusions.
Thank you, sir. Our guest for today's Close-Up program, Walter Savage, the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. For Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.